Mea maxima culpa, mea culpa. Good morning, mother.
Good morning, my son.
Will you say hello to your sister, to your daughter in America, Patricia?
Oh, Patricia, yeah. Oh, great.
No, it's not a telephone, it's an audio recording.
What am I doing?
You're talking to Patricia.
Hello, Patricia.
Say something to her. She can't hear you now. She won't answer you back, but...
I've arranged a mass offering for you all over in its estates, which we will celebrate and think of you all. It was a great joy for me to be with you in spirit, even here in Lourdes, and give my love to each and every one of your scattered family.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you. She will love that.
Will love that.
Yeah. Well, no, you do want to chip in, brother, there.
She knows that I'm buphobic.
He's buphobic.
What's buphobic?
He just doesn't like the kind of excessive behaviour that I engage in.
Oh, I see.
You know, talking too much on audio to the wide world. He's an intimate one-to-one person.
Yeah.
Or small groups, perhaps. Will you sing a song? Hey, do you want me to push that?
The song would sound a little muffled from where your phone will be in a minute.
I think that's an early warning. We're heading to the most wheelchair-friendly shop that we know. And it's called Palais du Rosaire, Rosary Palace. And it really is a palace. I'm going to describe it now. I'm going to just tell you what I see in front of me. First thing I see is a lady, a black lady holding white rosary beads. Not sure if she works in the shop or if she... No, she isn't. No, they're she's separating out a whole bunch of white rosary beads. I see, I don't know, I daren't count rosary beads here in this shop ranging from 219 upwards. I see... What do I see around me? I see candles, first of all. I see loads of statues of the Virgin Mary. I see books about Lourdes. I see cuckoo clocks. What on earth they're doing here? I think it's because we're near the Pyrenees. I see cups, mugs. I see a large coffee cup, a very big, splendid looking coffee cup here in orange with the name Lourdes written on the side of it. I see tartiflette. That's basically a bowl in which you can cook food. I see flower vases. I see even more statues. I see plenty of containers for holy water, ranging from little tiny ones to reasonably large-sized ones. I even see a container for holy water that is shaped in the form of the statue of the Blessed Virgin. You won't believe how inventive the designers of religious objects are. Now I come to looking at crucifixes. There's several different types of crucifix here. There's porcelain from Limoges, totally secular porcelain from Limoges. There are plates with the image of the Virgin Mary and Bernadette and, embossed, is that the word? Not very, anyway, on them. I'm moving over here now to look at little saucers. Loads and loads of pens, lots of pens. Cigarette lighters with the Virgin Mary on them. Little bubbles, balls. And you shake the ball. Remember this from a child. This is absolutely memorable. All the snow flies around inside. I'm holding one in my hand now, which has Bernadette and two lambs and Virgin Mary and swirling snow. What else am I seeing? More rosary beads. And here I come to horns. Yeah, horns. Let's see, do these things play? One more side. Oh my God. That was that one. Now we'll try one of the other horns. Another one. Right. We'll try one more just for fun. This is $11.95 for one of these. Listen to this. You can actually learn to play those things, I think. Right, well, I come to the candle section now. Oh, on one side are candles, and there are lots of ones. Everything from a little candle light, small little one, to you know, bigger ones. But across the way from them are the sweets. There are mint sweets with the Virgin Mary on the outside of it. They actually are so strong, the mint, that there's a great smell of air, a great smell of mint in the air. And then we get to the house sweets, if you like. They're like stones, little pebbles that you get on a beach, and they're all in the shape of little birds' eggs. Well, large pebbles. And they're called chocolat. So I guess these ones, $5.35 for a very heavy container. They're chocolates, right. What else can I find here? Going around the sweet section, which is... My brother's looking after my mother, so I'm just looking here at Caillou Fruit. Caillou Fruit. More of these little stones. They seem to be a speciality up here. I've got a little bird's nest here with the stones in it. Let's go around again and find my mother. Yeah, well, you've got candles everywhere. The candles that you take on the torch-like procession cost 28 cents for the candle and an additional 15 cents for the thing that prevents the wax from dribbling down all your hands. You've got, raincoats. Light, very light raincoats. Videos of Lourdes. Videos of Lourdes. The DVD here reduced from 20 to 15 cents. Just Lourdes. Big picture of the basilica at night lit up on the front. Plenty of things about Bernadette. And then you have stuff for children here. I've got Bernadette Delourde. It's a DVD, and it very much looks like it's a little thing for children. I Love Lourdes bag, €10. And I see my brother. I'm going to need to photograph him. I'm going to break off and go and photograph him at work. He asked me yesterday to photograph him today, and I agreed I would. I've come over. Would you like me to get someone to open this
place?
Yeah,
move on. Yeah. Which one would you like? This one? Yeah. Could you get someone to...
I would, of course.
They'll just come over, they'll take out a key and tell them which one.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So you know which one. Yeah, the green one. The green one there. The €13 and... Yeah, I got that. Yeah, lovely. Lovely, I've got that. I will. Yeah. We definitely want that, yeah?
I want to...
Okay, no trouble at all. Okay, my mum is buying a present of a crucifix for the lady who is in charge of the place where she lives in Adair, Maureen. And I've been given the job of getting the cabinet opened by somebody so that it can be taken out. So it's in a little glass cabinet, and a woman has just gone off to open it up. Yeah, thank goodness this place isn't that crowded, actually. It would be quite a big operation if it was really crowded. I see a Franciscan priest in here with a backpack on. And I've got the... Oh, merci.
Vous avez fini ou pas?
Non, pas fini.
Alors, vous voyez, je suis à la caisse là, je la garde.
Okay,
et quand vous
d'accord.
avez fini, vous venez me voir.
Okay, merci. Right, let's find out what else is going on. There they are. Right. Oh, my mother's looking at the hunting horn that I was blowing earlier. How are you getting on, Mum?
We're doing okay now.
Yeah.
Where's Grace? How am I going to get Grace?
Paul will advise you on that.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get something for Grace, Mum, I'll come up with something. Wait, leave her till the end, though. I've just found the perfume section here. So there's Eau de Toilette on sale here. There is a perfume. Parfum. And all of these things, lots of tasters here. Yes, the perfume is a secular section of the shop. Well, actually, no. You can get Eau de Toilette with the Blessed Virgin Mary at Lourdes appearing to Bernadette. So, yeah, you can even get and be reminded of Lourdes as the year goes on. I've just been handed a candle of about... about 4-inch diameter. Okay, well, things have settled down here in the shop. I've got, I've been given a job, which is to carry the basket with all the different things my mother has picked out and carry that over one arm, hold the moleskin notebook in the same hand, perch the iPhone on top of the moleskin notebook, and write down who each gift is for. So I'm walking around the shop, sort of walking after them. The same kind of role that Dorothy Wordsworth played to her brother as he walked around declaiming, you know, "I wandered lonely as a cloud." She strode after him with a notebook. So I'm striding after, well, striding would be the wrong word, shuffling after my mother. We've now come to a section which is little cards. Cards. Little prayers for children, this one says. Anyway, I'm going to just record things that happen here. I'm dying for a coffee and a croissant. Looking forward very much to that. I think we're over here now at the bookmark section. There are bookmarks in all sorts of languages with all sorts of pictures on them. At the same time as I shuffle along behind my mother and brother, I have a job to do, which I agreed yesterday with my brother, which is to photograph him all day today. So in addition to that, I have from time to time to lift up the iPhone and take a photograph of my brother, which I think might make it into the final collection, if you like. He didn't get photographed on the first 3 days, and I think he finally decided he'd give me permission to photograph him. I've just overheard this bit of conversation between my mother and my brother, and my mother saying, "Well, not all the people in Embury Close, where I live, are Catholics." So that's an interesting one there. So she's going back and wants to bring back things to people, but not all of them share her Roman Catholic. Not all of them are Roman Catholics like herself. And I've just seen kittens. Yes, this is exactly what I have to get for Omani Dot. She wants soft toys, and I've seen exactly what I need for her in the form of a wonderful little cat. Great. Solved my problem. Now we've got to the medals. We've got to medals. Loads and loads of medals.
Okay, we've three medals. El, Fe, and Grace.
Okay, three medals added to the list. Right, three medals. Right, there are also rings here. You can get rings. You can even get coinage. Well, I'm picking up one here, a brass coin. It says Basilique de Lourdes on one side, and the other side is another picture of it. What's that?
It's another medal? A medal for Finn.
Okay, four medals. Great. It looks like the kids are getting medals, and also the kids are getting candles, and the kids are getting sweets. Well, we're doing all right now. I've decided I'm saying absolutely nothing to influence the situation. I'm not even going to let them know that some people have got three presents. And I'm just going to keep quiet and walk along behind in the role of servant. Yeah, I'm a servant pilgrim. Yeah, here to do the will of my mother. My brother is actually doing all the hard work. Not that it's hard. Plaster angel sitting on a ball for my other brother and his wife. I'm sort of open-mouthedly looking at that. It's a really gaudy thing. I don't think anyone's bought one of those for such a long time that they haven't opened that particular glass cabinet. The lady has had to go off upstairs or up to the office or something to get. The more I think about this, it's interesting that my mother is really keeping her end up. She's keeping her pecker up. She's getting presents for everybody. And that's the most important thing, isn't it, really? That she should continue to feel the need and wish and desire to give gifts to other people. Tangible little gifts, you know. And rather than come in here and say, "Well, I'm only going to, you know, say to Peter or me, you know, pick me out four things to give to people," and then let's go and have coffee. She's dragging us both around the shop as she carefully decides that she's not buying a leather wallet, which is what I see next. And I see a little dog. I would go and, you know, prostrate myself in the grotto more easily than walk around this shop like this. So this is actually good for me. You know, I really, truly detest walking around this shop. But I'm doing it. And I'd find it a lot easier. Of course, it'd be awful lot easier to sit quietly in front of the grotto and meditate. This is a real pilgrim's journey, walking around this shop. You know, especially when you go past the same things for the fourth time. And you've had your fill of Bernadette and Virgin Mary. You know, it's just all too much for me. What would happen to you if you worked here all the time, I wonder? I guess you'd become totally impervious to it. Aha! Oui, oui, c'est ça, s'il vous plaît. No, mother, just want to get a little flavour of you picking. Who are you thinking about now?
Dave and Catherine.
And what are you thinking of getting them? Anything fancy?
What do you think? I wasn't worried about that.
We're here at, what's this? This is like the...
one of those pieces.
This is the pottery section.
One of those, okay.
This is the pottery section.
Like that.
This is a flower pot. This is a little flower pot.
That's what you'd like to get.
Is it a flower pot?
Yeah, but it goes up on the wall. There's a hole at the back of it. That's the same. There's a little vase.
There you are. That's enough of that. Now that could go on for a little while. Just when you thought you couldn't imagine anything else that they'd have here, I come across the knife section. I can get an Opinel knife. I can get a Lourdes knife. I can get a Lourdes penknife in several types. And I can get some very fancy knives that I might use if I was going up into the Pyrenees, into wild country, and I needed something to help me. I once had an Opinel knife. I'd completely forgotten about it. There must have been a lot of things I once had. Okay, I'm very keen to get out of here. I admit that. So I've come over to the kittens. To hang out with little kittens here. They calm me down. And I can at least look at them and not get wound up. Because I think, well, my little daughter wants a soft, cuddly toy. And I'm going to get her one of these kittens. But we could be here for a lot longer yet. So I'm not going to ask them to open this glass cabinet until the very end. Or in fact, probably not until after I've had coffee and croissant. Well, the good news is that we have to leave the shop. We have to leave the shop because it's coming up to closing time, and my mother's just handed me a plastic container. Right, we're now cashing up, which is great. Oh, thank goodness we got out of that shop. I am now walking up the hill behind my brother, who's pushing my mother, and we're going to lunch. But it's a bit of a slog, really, going up this hill into the center of Lourdes, because the bag is very heavy. Don't know if this was a Ryanair flight, we'd be in big trouble, because the weight allowance would be exceeded. So pilgrims coming to Lourdes should try to avoid flying Ryanair if they intend to bring back gifts to all their grandchildren. Right, we seem to be heading for Café de Genève, and the recording will stop in a second. And I want to say it's been quite an interesting effort. Here we are. Where are we going? Here we are. We're settling down in the shade, out of the sun. Superb. Thanks for listening this far.